Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuma Daf Tes, and we are starting Ches Amud Aleph near the bottom with Halacha Dalid, and the Arch Kulsur Sadaf, it's on Ches Amud Aleph near the top. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marshmim Sarbas Yaka Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Oliyah. And the Mishnah says, Kol Shavas Yamim, all 7 days of pre-Shiv of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, Loyo Yimonu Menu Machal Mishta, they wouldn't withhold from him food and drink. However, Erev Yom Kippur Yom Chashecha, Erev Yom Kippur as it got dark, Loyo Yimonich Moshe Loichal Harbei, they would not allow him to eat a lot, Shamachal Mevias Hashena, because food brings on sleep, and sleep could bring on carry. And we do not want him to be Balkari for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Yom Brayso, they would not allow him to eat the following: like chalav, not milk; like beitzim, not eggs; like gvina, not cheese; like basar shami, not fatty meat; like yain yasha, not old wine; like kunditun, which is a spiced drink of sorts; like grease and shalpul, not these types of beans; like adashma, not lentils. And that's because all of them are mevul dechimum and might bring him to carry. And Shmuel says, like esroig, not esroig; like called over shumargal ziva, not anything else is going to bring him to ziva. Afal pikein, even so, even though they took all these measures to prevent him from becoming a Balkari, Hayukar and all of his apostle Gazed, they would say the following pasuk about him, and Hashem will even abayis v'goymer. The pasuk continues, Shav amlubayin of bayi, and Hashem will yishmar ir, Shav shakad shaymer. The pasuk is telling us that if Hashem doesn't build the base of Mikdash, so all the people that are building it are not going to accomplish anything, and if Hashem doesn't guard the city, all the watchmen aren't going to help at all. In other words, you have to put in your ishtalos, but really, it's up to Hashem what the outcome is going to be. As the Gemara chasam based on top, v'loymen anisim shayu nasim base of Mikdash, isn't this one of the nisim that happened to base of Mikdash? It's stated in the Gemara that one nisim was that the Kohen Gadol never became Balkari. So Rav Avin, he said, Al Shem Leitanasu, because the Pasuk Leitanasu, and we're understanding this to mean, as don't expect a nace to happen. So you can't expect it to happen. It did happen, but you can't expect it. So we have to do our ishtalos to make sure the Kohen Gadol doesn't become a Balkari. Now, Rav Yisrael Bun, he answers differently, Kan Brishin Kan Bshani. This is talking about the first base of Mikdash. This is talking about the second base of Mikdash. This famous nace that the Kohen Gadol never became a Balkari is referring to the Kohen Gadolim of the first base of Mikdash, who were proper Kohen Gadolim, as we've learned about previously. Whereas all these measures that our Mishnah is talking about that had to be taken to prevent it from becoming Balkari, that's referring to the second base of Mikdash. And on Talachah, the Mishnah continues, Masru Ziknei Bezal Ziknei Kahuna. The elders of Bezdin, who were reading for him from Seder Hayyim, they gave him over to the Ziknei Kahuna, and Halichul Aliyah's base of Tinas. They would bring him to the Aliyah of base of Tinas. This is a room on an upper level in the base of Mikdash. He should be you. They made him swear, V'niftru V'halchulahem, and they separated and they went on their own way. Now, what is this thing they made him swear? Amrullah, they told him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Master of the Kohen Gadol, Anushlichei Bezdin, we are messengers of Bezdin, v'atashluchenu shliach Bezdin. You're our shliach and the shliach of Bezdin. Mashbin anu alach, we make you swear, b'misha shikin eshmai b'bayis hazeh, by the one who rests his name in this house, obviously referring to Hashem, shaloi tashan adavar mikol mash amar nalcha, that you're not going to change anything that we told you. V'hu parashu b'aycha v'hein parashu b'aychen, and after making this shvua, he turns away and cries, and they turn away and cry as well. Now we're going to see that this is specifically regarding the avodah of the Torah. They made him swear that he's going to do it properly, and we're going to see what that means, do it properly. First thing more explains, Al-Gabe Shar Hamayim. This room, base of Tinas, was on top of the Shar HaMayim, which was one of the entrances into the Azara on the southern wall, which is on the left-hand side, and was near his Lishka. And who Parashu Baicha says the Gemara, he would be Parish and cry, why is that Shenechshad? Because he was suspected of being a Tzeduki, that he was going to do the Avodah Ketores wrong, and Vehein Parashu Baichen, they would turn around and cry, that they had to do this in the first place, the fact that they had to make him swear at all that he was going to do everything properly, that also made them cry, because obviously that means the Kohanim Gadolim weren't really up to par. And now we get into the meat and potatoes of the sugya. Why would they make him swear? Why do they have to tell him, you better do the Avodah Ketores properly? And the answer is, because the Baisusin, which were a sect of Jews that didn't listen to the Chachamim, and they had their own interpretations of the Torah, they used to say, that the Ketores should first be done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he takes a pan of burning coals, puts the Ketores on the coals so the smoke starts to rise, and then he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's wrong. It's supposed to be done in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He walks in with two pans, one with coals, one with Ketores, and only once he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, then he puts the Ketores on the coals. And so that's what they had to make him swear about, that he was going to do it properly. There was a story with the Kohen Gadol that did it incorrectly because he was a Tzeduki. And Chashiyatza, when he came out, Amar Lo'aviv, he told his father, even though you said darshan this your whole lives, the Ketores should be done on the outside and then brought to the Kodesh Kedoshim. You never did that until this man, he was referring to himself, he did it. He was all proud of himself that he did Avodah Ketores against what the Chachamim wanted. And Amar Lo, his father told him, Aval Bishayinu Darshan Kol Yomeinu, even though we used to Darshan like this, that the Ketores should be done outside and then brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Aval Karatan Chachamayinu Oisin, we would still do like what the Chachamim wanted, even though maybe we argue with them. At the end of the day, when we were Kayanim Gedolim, we would do it exactly as the Chacham said. To me, Ani, I would be surprised if this man, he was referring to the Kohen Gadol, is going to have a Arichas Yom if he's going to live. And Amru, they said, Loi bo yom kalamat shemes, it was not so many days until the Siduki Kohen Gadol died. Now, v'yesh arim, some say, what happened? Yatza chaitmai mezanik toloim, that his nose started pouring out with worms. The reason being, because his nose is the first thing that goes into the Kodesh Kedashim, because the part that protrudes from the body. And we come in parsis egel, alas besech mitzchai, the imprint of the hoof of a calf was seen in his forehead. That's because he was kicked by a malach, and it says in Pasuk, the malachim, their feet are like the foot of a calf, so that's why he had such an imprint on his forehead. Now, is the Bayi Memer that those want to say, he de Parah, he de Sukkah, he de Yom Kippurim, that the tzeduki of the case of Parah, Sukkah, and Yom Kippur are all the same tzeduki Kohen Gadol. We have three different stories we find throughout Gemara that there was a tzeduki Kohen Gadol that did something wrong. This one of Yom Kippur that we just mentioned, there was one of Parah, which is referring to Parah Aduma. Tzedukim hold that the Kohen who's doing the Avodah of the Parah Aduma had to be a Her of Shemesh. He was Tameh, went to the mikvah, and he had to wait till nightfall in order to be 100% Tahar. However, the Chum say that even if he's a Tevul Yoim, he just went to the mikvah that day and didn't have Her of Shemesh, that's sufficient. So there's a Tzedukim Kohen Gadol who did the Avodah of the Parah Aduma, making sure they had Her of Shemesh. The one of Sukkah is a famous Gemara, where during Nisach HaMayim, pouring the water on the Mizbeach, which is done every single day of Sukkah, he poured it on his foot instead of pouring it on the Mizbeach, and it says that everyone stoned him with their Asraigim, and then this one of Yom Kippur. And so again, what the Gemara just told us is that according to one man to Amar, this is all the same Kayin. Rav Simon Loy Amar Kayin, he does not say that. Ella, Ay the Paru Sukkah Chad, one Kayin is the story of Paran Sukkah, Udi Kippurim Chad, and the story of Yom Kippur is with a different Kayin, Ay the Paru Kippurim Chad, or the one of Paran Yom Kippur is one, Udi Sukkah Chad, and the Sukkah story was with a different one. Now we fit these Shitas into what we mentioned before, his punishment was. Manda Amar Loy Bo Yom Kalam Ad Shemes, according to Manda Amar before, that said that it wasn't so many days until he died, Tosayon Avad. It's referring to the same Kayin who did all three of these, because the process was, first he did the story of Parah, then he did the story on Yom Kippur, and then a few short days later, on Sukkot, that's when he poured the water for Nisach HaMayim on his feet, and he got stoned by a Sregim and got killed. That's what it means, that Loy Bo Yom Kalim, it wasn't so many days, from Yom Kippur to Sukkot is not so many days. So he did all three of them. Whereas Manda Amar, Yatza Chaytim Mizanik Tloim Kumim Parsis Egel Yatza B'sech Mitzchoy, according to the second Manda Amar, where his nose started pouring out worms, and he had this imprint of this calf hoof on his forehead, Manda Amar, Oy the Parah the Sukkah Chad, Ud Kippurim Chad, Oy the Parah the Kippurim Chad, Ud Sukkah Chad. It's according to the second Manda Amar, because this means that he died right away, and he didn't even live a little bit longer. So it can't be that the same Kayin was the one of Yom Kippur and of Sukkot, because right after Yom Kippur he died. Therefore, it was either Parah and Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur by itself, but it can't be Yom Kippur and Sukkah. Now, once we mention Tzeduki doing something in the Azara, we just have a total side note. The Gemara tells us, Tzvacha Alehen HaAzara, the Azara used to scream about them, Tzu'umi Kan B'nei Eli, get out of here B'nei Eli, Timasim Beis Elikenu, you've been Metame, you defiled the house of our God. This is referring to Chafni and Pinchas, the sons of Eli HaKayin. He was a Kohen Gadol who raised Shmuel Hanavi, and these two sons, Chafni and Pinchas, acted inappropriately with many things. The Pasuk says about them that they slept with the women that came, and the explanation is they didn't actually do that. It's just that these women were Tame, they weren't allowed to be with their husbands, so they bring their Karbonis in order to be able to be Tahar, and Chafni and Pinchas delayed bringing their Karbonis, so it's treated as if they actually lived with these women, because again, they delayed them going back to their husbands, and that's why the Azara, so to speak, cried out about them, leave from here, because you defiled Beis Elikenu. Now we'll go back to discuss the story of the Tzeduki that poured the water of Nisach HaMayim on his feet, and that he was pelted with Esraigim. The Gemara tells us, Bayayam Nifkuma Karen Mizbeach, on that day, one of the horn-like protrusions of the Mizbeach got a pegam in it. It got damaged because of the Esraigim, Venosnu Olav Gushal Melach, and they put a big thick clump of salt there, Shalehi Nir Kepagum, so it shouldn't look like it was damaged. Now it's still not kosher for Avoida, because at the end of the day, it is damaged. Shekom Mizbeach She'ein Lai Karen V'Soyev Yisayid Pasalhu, because any Mizbeach that's missing either Karen or the Soyev, which is the ramp around it, or the Yisayid, the base, it's Pasal. So the Mizbeach was Pasal. It's just improper to have a damaged Mizbeach, so that's why they put a piece of salt there to make it look like it wasn't damaged. Now we'll go back to discuss the Manda Amar, who had said that this Kohen Gadol got kicked in the head by a Malach, and he had the imprint of a hoof on his forehead. So Bon Kumi Ravo, that's from Ravo, V'Hoksev, the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam Lo Yeh Ba'ol Ma'id, B'voy L'chap B'Kodesh Ad Seisai, and no man is allowed to be in the oil ma'id when he comes to mechaper b'kodesh until he leaves, meaning when the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur into the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedashim, no one's allowed to be there. And what's the drasha? Afilu oisin shekasav b'hen u'dmos p'nei and p'nei adam lo yu ba'ol ma'id. Even that which is said about them, that the form of their face is like the face of a man, they're also not allowed to be in the oil ma'id. In other words, when the pasuk says that v'chol adam is not allowed to be in the oil ma'id when the Kohen Gadol is there, that adam is referring to also malachim who have the face of an adam. They're also not allowed to be in the oil ma'id. So how is the Malach allowed to be there to give the Kohen Gadol a kick? So Amalan Ravo responded to them, B'shashu nichnas kedarkai. That's only when the Kohen Gadol goes in regularly and he's doing the Avodah properly, but over here he wasn't doing the Avodah properly, so a malach is allowed. Now we get into a little bit of a halachic discussion of what the tzedukim's source was for this din, that they hold that the ketores is supposed to be prepared outside and brought into the kodesh kedashim already burning, and we hold no, that everything's supposed to be done in the kodesh kedashim. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'hevi mi beis la paroiches, and it should be brought from outside the paroiches, v'nasan sa ketores al ho'esh lifnei Hashem, and he shall place the ketores on the fire in front of Hashem. What do we learn from here? Shelo yitaken mi b'chutz v'yachas mi b'fneim. He's not to do this outside in the heichal and then bring it inside. He has to bring the coals in one pan and the ketores in a different pan into the kodesh kedashim, and only then put the ketores on the coals. And that's because Shari'at Tzedukim, I mean, Tzedukim say yitaken mi b'chutz v'yachnes, and then it should be brought inside. And why do they hold this? Because im b'fnei baser v'damais in kain, if this is done in front of a king of flesh and blood, when you want to bring ketores to a king, you want there to be nice smelling spices and nice aromas there, so you prepare it outside the room and you come in and it's already smoking on the coals. For sure this should be done in front of Hashem. The Imran also says in the pasuk, ki be'anon eira el ha-kapayres, for with a cloud I shall appear over the kapayres, which again is the cover of the aron. Don't confuse it with paroiches, this is kapayres. And so this is the tzedukim source that there should already be a cloud of ketores when coming to the kodesh kedashim. However, Amar lahem chacham l'cham told them, v'alik v'arnemar, the pasuk already says, v'nasan sektores alo esh lifnei Hashem. And we learn from these words, lifnei Hashem, einoi noisin el mebifnim. It has to be done inside. Then we have to answer, im kain, if that's so, lamanemar ki be'anon eira el ha-kapayres. How do we understand the pasuk that tzedukim bring, mashma, that it already is forming a cloud before he comes to the kodesh kedashim? The answer is, Malami, this teaches us something different, shehu noisin ba mala ashan, that he has to put mala ashan on. Mala ashan is a special herb that causes the smoke to rise up straight, and that's what it means, ki be'anon eira el ha-kapayres, that he comes into the kodesh kedashim, he then puts the ketores on the coals, and he has to put some mala ashan there to ensure that the cloud of smoke goes directly upwards. Now the Brisa continues, repeating itself, and it's not really repetition, it's just teaching us that if the Kohen Gadol did not do it this way, he actually is going to get an einesh. Uminayin shu noisin ba mala ashan? How do we know he has to put mala ashan? Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says, v'chisa anan ha-ketores es ha-kapayres asher al ha-edos v'lo yamos, and the cloud of the ketores shall cover the kapayres, which is on top of the edos, which means on top of the aron, and he shall not die. And we learn from here, ha-im lo yinasan ba mala ashan, oy shechisa achas m'samanel chayiv misa, that if the Kohen Gadol did not put mala ashan, or if he left out one of the spices of the ketores, he's chayiv misa. Now we just clarify, as we said before, v'lo yamos hariz ha-einesh, when it says v'lo yamos, that's the punishment he's going to get if he does do it wrong, and ki be'anon erel ha-kapayres, that pasuk is hariz ha-zhar, that's the warning. In other words, the Gemara is pointing out, don't think that this is redundant, we have two different drashas for the same thing. One is azhara, one's the warning, don't do it like this, and the other one is the einesh, that if you do it like that, you're going to get a punishment. Now we get in discussion about this regarding a situation that actually happened. We know that in the day of HaKamas HaMishkan, the two sons of Aaron went into the Kodesh Kedashim with Ketores and they died. So we see how that's relevant to this pasuk. Amar Blaz Rav Shimon, he says as follows, Yachol einesh v'azhar nemru koidel mises b'nei Aaron. You might think that the punishment and the warning was said before b'nei Aaron died, but it's not so, because Tam Lemmer, the pasuk says, acharei mois shnei b'nei Aaron, and only after the death of the two sons of Aaron, the pasuk talks about the Havodah of Yom Kippur. So it can't be that einesh v'azhar were said before they died. Now, acharei mois shnei b'nei Aaron, if you want to say based off what we just said, Yachol shneim nemru achar mises shnei b'nei Aaron, you might think that both of them, both the einesh and the azhara, were said after the deaths of Aaron. So Tam Lemmer, the pasuk says, ki be'anon eira el ha-kapayres, and the key over here is the word eira'eh. It does not say ki near asi, rather eira'eh, which is lashon future, I will be seen. Talk ketzad, how do we understand this? Azhara nemra koidem mises shnei b'nei Aaron, the azhara, the warning, was said before they died, va'einesh nemra achar mises shnei b'nei Aaron, and the einesh was said after they died. And just a clarification of this, from Reb Zeir, he explains, ki be'anon near asi ein ksiv kan, it doesn't say, I have appeared with a cloud, ela eira'eh, rather I will appear. Mikan from here we learn, she'en kosh b'chu einesh lem kein hizr, l'shem doesn't punish unless he warned, and so clearly this pasuk of ki be'anon eira'eh was stated before the actual cloud appeared, and that's why Nadan Aviyu died when they went into the Kodesh Kedashim, because they failed to bring Mala Ashen with them. That's what we were discussing previously, what the pasuk is referring to, they didn't put Mala Ashen in their ketores. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.